Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus. Ernie Newton, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. And Charlie's very special guest, soon to be seen in the Paramount picture And the Angels Sing, Dorothy L'Amour.
Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting in my study.
Catching up on your sleep?
No. No, I was going through some papers.
How?
When I heard a terrific report.
You did?
Yes. It sounded like an explosion. So I jumped up and I stuck my head through the window.
Why, you clumsy fool, you.
No. Out of the window.
Oh, I see.
And what do you suppose I saw?
I don't know.
What do you suppose I saw?
I don't know. It's your story.
Yes. I saw smoke coming out of the garage.
Smoke?
Yes. What do you know about it, Charlie?
Snow?
Yes, smoke.
Hmm. Would you mind describing this smoke, Shane?
Well, it was sort of a blue-gray.
A blue-gray?
Yes, and it came out of the window in, in clouds.
It is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Sounds like smoke, all right.
Of course it was smoke, I know that.
Oh, well, then we're sure that much, yes.
What I want to know is, what were you doing in the garage?
Oh, I see, yes. Seems like I'm implicated.
Yes, it does, yes, yes. And there was an explosion that rocked the house.
Was it that good?
What do you mean?
I mean, did it?
Yes, it did.
Oh.
Now, suppose, Charlie, you explain yourself.
Well, Mr. Bergen, I cannot tell a lie.
You can't?
Oh, I can if I force myself.
Well, what is it then?
Well, Siskini and I, we have a chemistry set.
Oh, a chemistry set?
Yes.
Well, don't you have chemistry in school?
Yes, we do, but they make us stick to the book.
Oh, I see.
We wanted to ad lib.
I see. Research.
Yeah, that's us.
Yes. Pushing back the frontiers of science.
Yes. We nearly blew them out, I think.
Well, just the same, it's a great field, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
We owe much to the chemists.
Well, I paid cash for what I got.
Oh, I know you did. Did you and Skinny make any remarkable discoveries?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
I see.
We discovered that dynamite can only be used once.
Oh, it's good. You were fooling with dynamite?
Well, we wanted to become famous scientists, you know, like that guy Pasteur.
Oh, yeah.
But Charlie Pasteur is well, he's immortal.
Well, we darn near joined him.
Well, I might have known you were only monkeying around in there, not doing anything constructive.
Oh, is that so? Well, we discovered a liquid that won't freeze.
I see. Well, now, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Hot water.
Well, if you want my opinion, I think this chemistry set is just an excuse for wasting your time out there.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, you tell us what you want done, and we chemists will come through.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, can you split an atom?
We can split it if you can hold it.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid that would be a little advanced for you boys.
Yes.
But there are many interesting experiments that you can perform.
Yes, and we do.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, right now, we're working on making a perfume.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good, too.
Yes, we have a secret formula.
Oh, already?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's in this formula?
I see, what's in this formula? No, I can't tell you.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, I really could.
Oh, come on.
No,
Charlie.
No.
Charlie.
Let go of the lap.
No. Come on, what's in this formula?
No, I won't get...
Charlie.
No. Well, we don't know, honestly.
Oh, you don't know?
No. It's so secret, we even keep our eyes closed when we mix it.
Oh, is that so? Well, you must know the ingredients you use.
Well, we don't use any ingredients.
Oh, I see.
Just chemicals.
I see. What sort of chemicals?
Well, First, we throw in a little emulsified futility.
You do?
That's a powder.
Oh, it's a powder, yes.
That's followed by a dash of carbon tetrazzini, which is followed by a dash for the door.
Yes, a dash for the door.
And then, if it doesn't explode, we go back.
I see.
And we add a pony of sheep dip.
Yes.
And a jigger of H2SO4.
H2SO4?
Yes. If a man hangs up, don't answer.
Oh, stop. Yes. Well, so that's your formula for perfume.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Wasn't it a rather pungent aroma?
Pungent?
Yes.
Just to give you an idea, while we were mixing...
Yes.
A skunk stuck his head in the door.
Yes.
And he sang, "I surrender, dear." Oh.
Well, that's an unfortunate experiment.
Yes, we were a victim of circumstance.
All right. Hiya, fellas.
Uh-oh. Bill Goodwin. Well, isn't that a coincidence, Bergen?
What's that?
Here we were just a moment ago talking of a skunk.
No. Bill, I want you to know that Charlie is a budding chemist.
Really? Well, Edgar, you know, it so happens that I, too, am somewhat of a chemist.
Oh, I just knew you would.
Yeah.
Well, pull up a Bunsen burner and sit down, then.
Well, now, just a moment. You needn't take that attitude, Charlie.
No.
I recently discovered a substitute for gasoline.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're dying for me to ask what is it, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, what is it?
The horse.
I get awfully sick of him. Mr. Goodwin.
Yes, Charles.
How long have you been with us? A long time, huh?
Yes, quite a while.
Oh, you have been lucky. Mr. Sanborn hasn't written you lately?
No.
Mm-hmm. He has the roasters, you know. I hope he turns the heat on. Well, let's go back to this joke.
Shall we do that?
Quickly, I'll bet.
Yes.
I got something in this bottle that will help that joke of yours.
Really, Charlie? What is it?
It's laughing gas.
Oh, laughing gas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that made out of? Ground up funny bones?
You persist, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, and it has a soupçon, which is less than an order,
mm-hmm.
of pulverized hyenas.
Oh, well, is this laughing gas any good, Charlie?
I could use it on that one right there.
Yeah.
Is it good? It's foolproof. If I only had a fool to try it on. Well, that reminds me. Oh, Mr. Noble.
What is it, Charlie, old boy?
We want to perform an experiment in humor.
In humor? Oh, well, I should be frightfully helpful.
Mm.
You know, I once belonged to a laughing society.
Laughing society?
Yes, old boy. A glee club.
Oh.
Not bad, you know. My jokes are always dynamite.
Yes.
Yes.
Too bad they don't go off.
Ray, tell me something. How do you possibly think of those screamingly funny jokes?
Oh, that's very simple, Bill. Oh, boy, yes. I see, I just sit down and laugh, and then think backwards.
Mr. Noble, I have an answer to your problem. With this bottle of laughing gas, I could make you a wonderful comedian.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous, Charlie. I don't need laughing gas. When I tell one of my jokes, well, people just naturally scream their heads off.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and tell one. Let's have one. You know, a real good one, huh?
A real dilly?
Yeah.
Very well, yes. <here it is. laughs>
Let's hear it.
Well, what did one tonsil say to the other tonsil?
I don't know. What did one tonsil say to the other tonsil?
We must be in Capistrano.
Why?
Because here comes another swallow.
Yeah. Here comes another swallow. Well, there you see. You see?
Well, I thought it was very good, Charles.
Uh-huh. Well, you're alone, Noble. You're alone.
Certainly seem to be quiet.
Yes. What you need, Mr. Noble, is a bottle of this comedian insurance.
Yeah, he's right, Ray. Now, go ahead, Charlie. Open the valve on that laughing gas and show him what it does.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't think it'll work at all.
No? You see, I only let a little of it out, too. Now, you tell another joke, and I'll give you the whole bottle.
All right. Well, it seems there were two Scotchmen, you see.
Ah, that's pretty good, Ray. Very good.
Wait a minute. Let me finish it.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny enough already.
Here's another one. Once there was a traveling salesman.
Well, Edgar, I guess it seems like old times for you and Charlie tonight, huh?
Yes, Bill. We're always glad to welcome back our old friend, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you, Edgar. But tell me, where's my handsome Superman?
Oh, I'm right here, Dottie. Oh,
not you, Bill.
Oh, she said Superman, not stupid man, see? No, isn't that silly, Dottie? He didn't know you meant me.
I didn't. I meant Charlie.
Oh. Dottie, my Dottie, I like you a lot. Because what it takes, you certainly got it. What do you think of that, Dottie?
Well, frankly, Charlie, it wasn't so hotty.
Oh, no? Ah, Miss L'Amour, you're still as beautiful as ever, as slim and as graceful as a fawn at daybreak. What is your secret?
Well, Charlie, I always watch my figure.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't?
Charlie, remember when we first met? In those days, you were just a little fellow in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
What grade are you in now?
Eighth grade.
You were so cute when you used to come and call on me. I'll never forget how we sat in the swing, held hands, counted the stars, and ate peppermint.
Well, don't tell everything.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, sure was. Best peppermints I ever tasted.
All right, Charlie. Charlie, in the old days, you always used to write plays for me. We had such good times acting them out.
Yes, it was mad fun, wasn't it?
Don't you like to write plays for me anymore?
Oh, well, I'd rather make a play for you than anyone I know. Make up a play for you than anyone I think you know.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. You mean you have a new one for me?
Yes, Dottie, it's already wrote.
You mean it's written?
I'm afraid it's rotten.
Yeah. Well, what's your play like, Charlie?
Well, it's sort of like Shakespeare.
Oh.
Only better.
Oh.
Yeah. Skinny and me are thinking of putting it on in Dugan's barn.
A play in a barn?
Mm.
How quaint.
Yes, it is. It gives the whole thing a certain air, I think.
But, Charlie, doesn't Dugan raise poultry in his barn?
Yes, he does. Mm. But we figured another turkey wouldn't hurt.
No, that's not.
Bergen, how many tickets shall I put you down for?
Oh, yes, of course, Edgar. You're going to buy seats for the opening night.
Oh, am I? Oh, yes, of course, yes. How much is the admission?
Well, it's very reasonable if you get there before the prices change.
I see. And when do the prices change?
Just before you get there. For 75 cents, we'll put you in a stall.
Oh, yes, they're the best seats.
Oh, I must have the best.
Yes.
Will I have the stall all alone?
No, you'll have to. There'll be another jackass in there with you.
Don't forget, Charlie, that if you have any trouble finding actors...
So?
I'm always available.
You certainly are.
Yes. Remember, I was a fair-haired boy of vaudeville.
Well, you may have been fair, but that's all.
I don't know about that. I never took less than 10 bows.
Oh. But you always looked so ridiculous bowing after the curtain was down.
Oh.
Charlie, I hope you've given me a good part.
Well, here it is, Dottie. Hey, let's try a few lines for size.
All right, let's get started.
Yes. Now, you enter here as page 3.
Mm-hmm.
You have that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A rap is heard on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Well, we got to get somebody to rap here. Offstage noise, you know.
Oh.
Noble!
Yes, Archer?
Yeah, we need some sound effects in our play.
Oh, I'm jolly good at that sort of thing.
We need a clock. Can you be a Big Ben?
Well, I'd rather be a Big Ray.
Why that?
Well, you know how it is, Charlie. I, I like to have my name mentioned, you know.
Oh, I see.
Silly, perhaps. Silly.
Yes, it is. Well, in this play, you strike 4 o'clock, see?
4 o'clock. Am I Pacific or Eastern time?
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, 3 hours, old chap.
Oh, all right. I guess you'll do, but watch your cues now, won't you?
All right, yes.
Charlie, let's get started with the rehearsal.
Yeah, now, you're the beautiful heroine, see?
And who are you?
Well, get a load of this. See, I play the part of a villain. Yes, here it is. Enter Loathsome Larson. A cruel knight. See, that's me. And I have you locked in my tower.
You sound awfully wicked.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I'm a heel without a soul, that's me. Well, now, here I come. Oh, Lady Dorothea, art thou ready to marry me?
Never, thou loathsome, lecherous, treacherous fiend.
Well, rooty-tooty-tooty. But answer my question. Wilt thou marry me?
Never. Never. Never.
Couldn't we set the date a little sooner?
When I gaze into your eyes, some small voice within me whispers.
What do it say?
Watch that guy. He's a wolf.
Hold thy tongue, wench. Remember, I'm Loathsome Larson.
Yes, and you're Larson up this play.
Oh. Enough of this. The mortgage on your father's castle is due at 4 o'clock.
Alas, and already it's 3:30.
Bong, 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 and a half.
Not at all, not at all. Zounds, gadzooks, and forsooth.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All the knights say it, though.
Ah, you wicked knave. If I couldst but only hold out until my hero wouldst cometh to rescue me.
Ah, if he wouldst cometh, yeah. I would slew him with my rusty sword.
Rusty?
Aye, that it is, aye. I got caught in the rain.
You wouldn't say that if my lover were here, I?
Oh, wouldn't I now, wouldn't I, huh? Stick his face in here and I'll kill him like a dog. No, 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 no. Not now at all, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hark, my lover approaches on horseback. Listen.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yes.
No, boy. No, no. A horse approaches.
Oh, a horse.
Yes.
Right. Cloppity-clop, cloppity-clop. Woody, Woody, Woody.
Winnie, Winnie. Is there a veterinarian in the house?
Hark, my lover approaches on horseback.
Beso, beso mi mucho.
Mortimer Stewart, don't tell me that you're playing the part of my lover.
Yeah. The manpower shortage is really bad now.
All right. Kiss me, my handsome hero.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. No.
Go ahead, Mortimer. Kiss her. Nobody's looking.
No, I am. Oh, you are.
Oh, come on, Morty. You're not afraid of little me.
Oh, the heck I ain't.
Mortimer, you're supposed to be in love with Dorothy.
Well, what's love?
Love is what makes the world go round, my lover.
Yeah, I'm spinning right now.
Why, of course. What makes the birds sing?
Well, maybe they just had a worm.
Yeah, maybe.
Mortimer, don't you understand? In this play, you're a brave and good knight.
Yeah, good knight yourself, you know.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, it's second nature, I guess. I don't know.